Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ossie Orwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blue moves to second. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Maines moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive towards right. Miller catches it and throws to home to double up Blue. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brannan moves to second. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball four. Brannan moves to third. Shang moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons bunts towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley takes first base on ball four. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blyaholder strikes out. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boley bunts towards the mound. Blyaholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Orwell moves to second. 1 out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyaholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shang is walked intentionally. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder is 0 for 2 in the game. Blyaholder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Blyaholder reaches second base with a double. McGowan scores. Shang moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Orwell bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. 1 out. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Wald French pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Wald French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Hosler now playing shortstop. Jack Quinn now pitching. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGowan tags and moves to second. 1 out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blaeholder takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGowan moves to third. Blea Holder moves to second. George Earnshaw now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan scores. Blea Holder scores. Blue moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Blea Holder covering. Safe. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas scores. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller bunts towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brannon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Brannon reaches second base with a double. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McGowan bunts towards first. Orwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. Brannon moves to third. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for George Blea Holder. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Ozzie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale pinch hits for Joe Hosler. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.